Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking tourism with Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau Executive Director Lisa Mayo on this weekend show. Lisa, next thing I want to ask you about is it wasn't too long ago that the main visitor center in downtown Sonora moved to a new location, 193 South Washington Street. How has that move gone, and what have been kind of the feedback?
Thank you for asking. Yes, it's just been almost a year now that we moved from our previous location, and it has been wonderful to be in the location that we are in. We wanted to move downtown because we felt we would get more foot traffic, of course, and we do. And one of the great things is that we get a lot of residents who come in and want to see what we're about, and that was one of the things we were looking forward to as well. So it's been really great meeting a lot of our community and feeling like a part of the community.
Also want to ask you about your observations for the winter season. Of course, we would have liked to have seen a little bit more snow to this point, but what have you noticed when it comes to the tourism season?
Well, it has been a little frustrating not having the snow up on the mountain, but we've also been promoting all of our trails. We have incredible trails here that are year-round. If there's not snow, we have lower elevation trails as well. But we still are seeing a lot of people coming up. We're in a little bit of a downtime right now, but this time next year, we hope that we have some of those corporate groups coming up and all those meetings and bringing people up midweek and on the weekends.
Yeah, with this weather, I may be taking the bicycles out. It's just that kind of winter so far.
It has been. It's just been, like I said, a little frustrating, but hopefully there's still some snow out there to be had.
Still just the start of February, so hopefully we'll get some more snow here shortly. I want to ask you, too, about, you know, is there new technology the Visitors Bureau is using right now to try to attract tourists?
You know, there is always new technology, it seems, and we are trying our best to keep up. We are currently doing a lot of virtual reality, which is really interesting, and especially when people are coming into the visitor center. We had a gentleman one day that was going to go hiking at Hetch Hetchy, and we, of course, want him to still do that. And I said, would you like a little preview? And so he, for the first time, looked through VR goggles and was able to look at Hetch Hetchy and where he was going to be hiking in just a couple hours. And that was really interesting. But the virtual reality is going to be used at travel shows and when we're meeting one-on-one with tour operators so they can get a real feel for the area. Of course, we don't want to show too much. We want people to come here. We just want to give them a taste of what it's all about. And so that's been really interesting. The 360 photography has been fascinating as well. And just you're able to look at that on your computer screen. And we have some right now on Columbia where you can just walk down the street and each building is labeled and each business is labeled. And that's been very cool and helpful when it comes to explaining the town. And drone footage, a lot of drone footage. We're working with a local company that has been doing some spectacular video for us. So we are embracing all of that. And whatever the next trend is, we'll embrace that too. But right now we're focused on those three items.
So when you go to travel shows now, instead of just the traditional, you know, paper pamphlet that you can give out, you can actually put a goggles on and say, hey, this is what you'll see if you come and visit?
That's exactly right. And it's pretty cool. And I think people don't expect us to have that ability. And so it's nice to surprise them with it.
How do you get, like, the images for those goggles? You have to take video or pictures?
There's video. We have someone that comes in and does that for us. You have to have special equipment, and then it's connected with a special phone and, of course, the special goggles. So it's a pretty cool opportunity for us to be able to share that with people.
I know there's always different themes for different years for the Visitors Bureau. As we get into 2018 now, what is kind of the main themes you're going to be going with?
So our main theme this year is going to be You're Invited, and all of the different campaigns that we do will have an invitation of sorts to invite people here. People go where they are invited. So we want to make sure that not only regionally and statewide, but throughout the country and throughout the world where we have opportunity to promote out there, we want people to know they are invited to come and experience Tuolumne County.
And then also, I understand the Year of the Dog. Is that this year as well?
Yes, Year of the Dog starts February 16th, and that is really exciting for us. We actually have our own dog named Arlo, and he's Arlo the Adventure Pup. And he will be going to all the places in the county that are dog friendly, and we'll be promoting that through social media so that people can travel with their pets and know when they come to Tuolumne County, they'll be welcome in a number of places. And so we think that's going to be a very fun campaign to start putting out there.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people who like to travel with their dogs. You know, how for people who are coming right now, how do they find out information about which way places are pet friendly?
We have in our vacation planner a listing of all the places that are pet friendly. And so they can look there. They can come to the visitor center and we'll be happy to help them with that. There's a lodging grid that shows all the different hotels that allow dogs to stay the night. So, there's a lot of information. Dogtrekker.com is a website that we work a lot with and have a lot of information up on there as well.
I've read recently quite a bit about food and wine tourism as well. Of course, with Calaveras County, they have a big wine industry there. You know, in Tuolumne County, how do you feel about our kind of food and wine industry? Is it kind of emerging right now?
I feel emerging is a great word for that. It seems that we do have a lot of different, we have some breweries coming online, and the wine industry seems to be growing all the time. And our wineries are doing great and getting all kinds of awards. We have Indigene that is just a real unique property and a unique product as well. And then we seem to have a lot of different restaurants that are popping up. We have the new Bakery 81 downtown Sonora that is getting rave reviews. And so I think those types of businesses, when they open and they have that great opening, they spur on other people to want to do the same thing. And I think that's how that keeps growing.
Hit on another number of topics on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Anything else that you expect will keep you busy during 2018?
We are doing, like I said, all kinds of planning. One of the things we really want to do is to invite our local community, our residents, to invite their friends and family to Tuolumne County. When they have friends and relatives that are coming up for weddings or reunions, we want to be able to help them out. So if anyone is planning that type of thing for the summer or fall or whenever, give us a call. We're happy to share vacation planners with their guests, and we would just ask that they just give us a shout.
Have banquets and all those type of things?
Exactly, yeah. We can help with all that, with just lining that up, but helping them to get hotel rooms for their guests. We have online booking now on our website as well, so it's really easy, and we can help. We want to be there.
Do you keep close contact with like people in Yosemite National Park and the other tourism partners throughout the county throughout the year?
We do, and I'm really glad you asked that. We have a group with Mono, Madera, and Mariposa County and Tuolumne County, and our own Tyler Somerset from the transportation agency here in Tuolumne County is part of this group, and we all work together to promote Yosemite National Park, but also promote it in a way where you can enjoy it. And so we promote the times to go see it, how to see it, like by using YARTs or alternative transportation. So we do a lot of cooperative marketing with that group. And it's been really great. We have a video. We have a website, YosemiteGateways.com. And the video is up on there, just showing people, see Yosemite. And then also to think outside the park and go to those places that aren't necessarily the valley floor.
I'm guessing probably keep you up to date on different closures or different happenings in the park in case people stop into the visitor center on their way?
Yes, there is a great communication there with the park on all of that information. It's so important, and it can change in a second, as we all know. So we are always up to date on what is happening, and it's a great partnership.
Well, Lisa, it's been great having you on Motherlode Views. Looks like a full slate of items for 2018 that's on your plate. So thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update.
Thank you, BJ. I really appreciate it.
Again, we thank Lisa Mayo for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau Executive Director. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll be back with more of Motherlode Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.